Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who denied there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then a second and a third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman not be? For all seven have been married to her. Jesus said to them, the children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer live, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and who is not God of dead, but of the living, for to him all alive. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So, Jesus is telling us the truth. After our death, we go to meet God the Father in heaven. We will live forever. It's important that in our life, we live always in His will. It's important that we always do the will of the Father. We follow Jesus. He Himself for 3 years on earth, He lived a human life. But in His ministry, He is not always successful. Many people do not open the door to Him. But He is always patient, ready to forgive. On the cross, He said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. Jesus is always ready to love. And Jesus expects us to live like Him, always ready to love, to forgive. What is impossible for us is possible for God. So let us ask His help. Let us entrust our life in his hand, telling Jesus always, Jesus, we trust in you. So let us live special today, every moment, with joy, with trust, believing God is with us. Just live this new life with Jesus in our heart, with Jesus in our midst. What is impossible for us is possible for God. Jesus, when we trust in you,